sorry to inform you your request for a second love has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant. She'll be joining us after the break as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today's the 4th of May, 2013, moving rapidly through this year. And the unemployment numbers are out again. Of course, the Labor Department, for some reason, they had a fire there. I don't know why that is. You know, the suspicious side of me, makes me wonder if there wasn't some record destroying going on there. I mean, anymore, you can't trust the government as far as you could throw them. And, you know, I know there's a lot of cooking of unemployment numbers going on. There's a lot of cooking of the books everywhere. And so you got to wonder whenever there's a fire and it shuts down the Labor Department, you got to wonder what, you know, if there's more to it than that. But anyway, they're claiming now that the unemployment numbers, the official headline number of unemployment has dropped to 7.5%. So the economy recovery is speeding right along, ladies and gentlemen, you know. But in the meantime, we have people committing suicide in droves today because of the economic calamities that are going on. New York Times reported that just a couple of days ago. Suicide rates among middle-aged Americans have risen sharply in the past decade, prompting concern that a generation of baby boomers who have faced years of economic worry and easy access to prescription painkillers may be particularly vulnerable to self-inflicted harm. How many of these people are on SSRIs, ladies and gentlemen? As these drugs get more prevalent in society, how many of these people, does anybody know? Is there any investigation? Is there any talk in the media about this? Of course not. No, the media is not going to talk about it because they're sponsored by the drug companies that pull this off. But if everything is so rosy economically, why do we have more and more people committing suicide? You know, and anyway, and at the same time, we have the Congress critters talking about unemployment less and less. You know, it's almost like the whole thing has just dropped off the radar anymore. We have a lot of information to cover here, and I'm going to touch back upon the Boston bombing situation. I want to get into that some as well as the broadcast progresses, because there's new information that has come out again this past week. Apparently the uncle, who was very critical of the brothers who are the quote-unquote suspects in this case, one of which is dead now, this uncle has ties to the CIA, it's been revealed. And so we'll get into that some, and there's some other things as well. And, of course, the Mexican drug cartel violence is still very prevalent, still happening. We have cartel members operating all throughout the United States now, all but 12 states, according to the information we've got here. Of course, Obama's down there basically stabbing our country in the back again. We'll get into that as well. Lots to do. We're going to take a short time out. Nancy will be joining us after the break. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Mr. Scam Man, where is your dream? I thought my life would be all peaches and cream. Now I don't have a job and I'm out of money. And moving forward, things don't look too sunny. Scam Man, I'm so alone. Don't have a mortgage to call my own. So much for the roses and the clover. I'm using food stamps to feed a rover.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. www.governamerica.com is the website. That's governamerica.com. We have a lot of information up there, some of which we'll cover today as time progresses. We were talking a little bit about the economy just before the break, and I wanted to cover this real quick here, and then we'll bring up Nancy. The CNBC is currently reporting now, since, you know, again, we said before the break that they came out, the U.S. government did, with the official headline U3 number of unemployment at 7.5%. But in the meantime, the real picture, Jeff Cox of CNBC is one of the few people who are actually writing about, well, kind of telling you a little bit more about how bad it is. And I don't know if he gets any airtime over there at CNBC, but see, a lot of stuff is put in print when it's not broadcast over the major networks. So people that read tend to be better educated. And so I think the major news outlets tend to put more in print than they do in the broadcast media. Anyway, that he says, U.S. currently has the worst economy in 83 years. Real jobless rate is still above 10% in most states. He says 2 months from now, revised government estimates are likely to show that the economy is even bigger than the U.S. than the currently stated $15 trillion. And while the numbers may look good, may make some blink or gasp, the mere size of the gross domestic product won't hide the reality that in terms of actual growth, this is also the worst economy in 83 years. GDP growth is in the midst of its longest sub 3% annual growth rate since 1929. Below 3%, he says. The beginning of the Great Depression, according to Best Spoke Investment Group, the economy hasn't topped 3% since 2005 before Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke took over, and is unlikely to do so this year. So even if projections are correct that the economy is about 3% bigger than thought, say another $500 trillion, the U.S. is still stuck in a slow growth morass it has endured since the beginning of the Great Recession. Nowhere is this more apparent than unemployment. Though employment has risen 1.3 million over the past year, unemployment that counts the discouraged and underemployed, as well as the jobless, often called the real unemployment rate, has remained stubbornly high at 13.8% of the workforce, according to the most recent count. In fact, a state-by-state look at the numbers released a few days ago and current through the first quarter shows that just six states have real rates below 10%. The best of the lot is North Dakota, of course, at 6.2%, while the worst is beating up Nevada with a real rate of 19.6%. Ladies and gentlemen, 19.6% in Nevada of real unemployment. Over the past year, he says the rate actually rose in six states, those states being Alaska, Delaware, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania, and was unchanged in three, Connecticut, Mississippi, and Oregon. Anyway, he goes on from there, but I thought it was worthy of a mention, and if you want to read that whole article, it's up on the website at governamerica.com. It's U.S. currently has worst economy in 83 years. This is where we're at, folks. We started the show with a story from the New York Times about how many people are committing suicide now, much of which is due to economic reasons. This is the dire situation that we face here in America. Nancy Levan is waiting in the wings. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Darren, and I'm just going to dive right in.
Yeah.
I got some numbers, too. I just read this morning that it is now estimated that 95 million people, Americans, have lost their jobs. 10 to 12 million homes have been foreclosed in the last 7 years. 22% of the entire U.S. job force is now working part-time jobs. Let's see, what else have I got for you? I've got over 3 million students dropping out of high school annually. That's 8,300 a day. 75% of crimes committed by high school dropouts. And 14% of the U.S. population who cannot read, that is 32 million people. I've got 53% of recent college graduates are unemployed, with 48% of them holding mostly part-time jobs or jobs that don't require a college degree. And the average college graduate in 2012, with $27,000 in student loan debt, that is 37 million student borrowers.
All right,
so
that's it. I want to go back to bed.
This is our recovery, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I go back to bed now?
Yeah, really.
Oh, man. Those are staggering numbers.
95 million jobs lost, Darren. 10 to 12 million home foreclosures.
Oh,
my word.
Well, and in the meantime, we have the inflation situation going nuts.
Oh.
And Ben Bernanke's job, you know, his whole solution to the economy is to keep devaluing the currency. Again, Jeff Cox from CNBC, Federal Reserve held fast to its ultra-accommodative monetary policy Wednesday, solidified by the board members, described as an economy weakened by fiscal policy interest rates will remain at historically low levels, he claimed, while the U.S. Central Bank will not alter its $85 billion a month asset purchasing program, the Fed's Open Markets Committee decided at this week's meeting. While recent meetings have been remarkable for signs of a dissent over the longstanding Fed policy, the sentiment this month turned towards concerns about downside risks to growth. Anyway, so they're going to continue pumping the money supply.
And
your buying power.
Our prices on everything keep going up. We're close to $4 a gallon again. We just had news that the price of beef is going up again. I mean, oh, my word. We can't even afford to buy meat anymore.
Yeah, in other words, things are going according to schedule.
Bingo.
We have the Chinese. And this is something that really is kind of interesting to me. It seems like, it was the Bretton Woods Agreement, really, that made the United States currency, back with the IMF and International Monetary Fund. You know, throughout history, every fiat monetary system has collapsed if you give it long enough. And the only reason that ours has survived as long as it has is because of the Bretton Woods Agreement.
Yep.
The U.S. government, found a way, they figured out a way to export our inflation to the rest of the world. And the rest of the world is getting really tired of having to deal with the U.S. dollar. And so they're making moves. In fact, I think part of the reason, at least, if not the big part of the reason, we have so many of these wars is because these countries overseas have decided to move away from doing business in the dollar. And that's something that spells the death knell of the dollar, if enough of them do it.
Yep.
And so we have to keep all these countries on the dollar because otherwise the dollar collapses. So we have from CNS News, payments using Chinese yuan continue to surge as currency tops Russian ruble in popularity. They say a press release from the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, or SWIFT, shows that the value of payments using Chinese yuan currency grew by 171% between January 2012 and January 2013. Now, keep in mind, folks, they're over there right now. The BRIC countries are in the process of developing their own monetary union, which would be a direct challenge to the U.S. dollar.
Yep.
So the question is, are we going to have a war? Another world? Is this going to be the foundation for the next world war? Because when you got
shaping up, by the way,
Russia, Brazil, I guess India and China are all working toward the new monetary union.
Yeah, and Australia.
Yeah, exactly, and to challenge U.S. dollar hegemony in the area. Around the world, especially. In January 2013 alone, they say payments in the Chinese currency grew in value by 24% from December, pushing the yuan past the Russian ruble to the 13th slot for world currency payments. This 24% spike is nearly double the 13% increase recorded across all currencies. The SWIFT RMB tracker, RMB is short for renminbi or yuan, was launched in September 2011 and provides monthly reporting on the progress made by the yuan towards becoming an international currency.
Yep.
So there you have it, folks. Now, I want to take a break here. We'll try to wrap up the monetary news real quickly here in the next segment, and then we have some other things we're going to be moving on to. Challenges that we face, listeners, but we have to talk about them here. This is Govern America, Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant. We'll be back in a moment.
time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here as we continue on here. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, go ahead and give your information out there.
Nancy@governamerica.com. And on that same website, you can also now gain access to my blog called A Womanly Wisdom, which is awomanlywisdom.com as well.
All right, very good. You got anything you wanted to cover before we do have a call here?
Yeah, Darren, the only thing that I just found something this morning on the Federal Register, that is the government website, ladies and gentlemen. It is what they refer to as the Daily Journal of the United States Government. I found that on February the 20th of this year, there is a proposed rule by the FDA forthcoming. Let me read it just briefly, real quick here. It says, the Food and Drug Administration is announcing that the International Dairy Foods Association and the National Milk Producers Federation have filed a petition requesting that the agency amend the standard of identity for milk and 17 other dairy products, what they want. Let me scroll down here a little bit, and I'll tell you what I found.
I don't like the sound of that.
No. What they want is they want to be able to put aspartame in milk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and 17 other products. And that it includes cheeses. It basically includes everything that's dairy. Yogurt, cottage cheese, everything. And the reason they say that they want to do this is so they can tackle the problem of obesity.
Of obesity. Right.
Children. Now, aspartame has actually been linked to obesity and diabetes in tests. And it is a proposed rule, according to the Register here, they gave the public 17 days to make comments. But, of course, who's ever heard of the Federal Register? That's well advertised, isn't it? And but it's a great place to go look and see what they're doing. So, I don't know when they're planning on doing this. I can quickly give you a list. They want to redefine milk, cultured milk, condensed milk, non-fat dry milk, fortified milk, cream, heavy cream, light cream, whipping cream, sour cream, eggnog, half and half, yogurt, low-fat and non-fat, on and on and on. And so what they want is to redefine what milk is. And this is interesting, ladies and gentlemen. It scares me a little bit because I'm wondering if it's going to be maybe genetically modified, if, like, aspartame has been genetically modified. They want this. The whole point of this is to get aspartame in these products, and they want this, what they call the standard of identity for milk redefined.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is the fact that, you know, they will shut you down. They will come in and raid your facility and shut your facility down if you sell cheese made from raw milk or if you are dealing in raw milk at all. You know, I mean, you've got to be protected from yourself. We've got to bring the guns in and stop all that.
Well, now,
but at the same time, they're trying to put it what is essentially poison in the milk.
Absolutely. It's like putting fluoride in the water. It's the same scenario. Yeah. I've raised dairy cows. I have scooped my pitcher down in the pasteurizing tanks and taken milk straight out of the cow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never known anybody who got sick. Anybody who got sick from eating raw milk, from good milk.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, today, with the growth hormones and the veterinary antibiotics and everything else, and now on top of destroying milk, destroying the animals with these growth hormones and vaccines, now they want to put another additive in the milk, which happens to be known to cause cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
It's just part and parcel of the insanity. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm already up against the bottom of the hour break, so we're going to go ahead and take the break, and then I'll take Dennis in Florida out on the other side of the break. But in a few minutes we have before the break, getting back to the economic news, what we were talking about earlier, Russia Today reported year of the yuan, China's explosive currency goes global. The people's currency of China is redefining the global economic monetary system, they say. The closed capital pariah is blossoming into a reserve standard and is hedging appeal against the indebted dollar and the untested euro, piquing foreign interest. Degenerating credit quality across the board has prompted asset managers to shy away from the dollar, euro, Japanese yen, British pound, and Swiss franc. And some are turning to the yuan, a currency that 10 years ago was completely off limits to foreign investors. So there's another report for you folks. There's more to that as well, but we don't have time to share it. But anyway, we're going to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll come back and continue here on Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We ain't going away. We ain't going away. We the people are talking. And we got something to say. We ain't going away.
We're back. This is Government America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here, as we are every Saturday, and it continues to be the 4th of May, 2013. Let's move to the phone lines now and take Dennis in Florida. Dennis, you're up first on Government America.
Hi, Darren. Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I first want to say I appreciate your show and everything RBN does. I've been well-educated through this network and others on radio. And, alternative media is definitely the way to learn anything about anything that's close to truth.
Well, the alternative media is actually in many respects, we've ended up driving the agenda for the big media, the controlled media, because I've seen examples of the stuff that they would have never reported had it not been for a groundswell of people learning from other sources what has happened. And the Internet has really played a big part of this as well. But yeah, go ahead.
Sure. Sure. And I when you say that groundswell, I wish the numbers kind of matched that. I don't, in my everyday life, I don't know if those numbers really match what you're saying. I mean, I would like to think of the groundswell of education and enlightenment, but.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, and I know there's a lot of people that want to deny the truth. Yeah, willful ignorance is a good phrase. I think that, you know, I mean, let's face it. When you woke up, I don't know how long you've been awake, but when you woke up, it's a very painful process. I mean, there's grief involved. There's, you know, anger involved, because when you realize you've been lied to, there's just a lot of different emotions that come into play. At first, you don't want to see it. A lot of people don't want to see it. And so I think there's a lot of that going on. So when you have people around you and they start seeing all this stuff, but I'll tell you what, one of the things I use as a gauge is when I see an article in the major newspapers, on major websites of major newspapers, and I look at the comments section. And I'm seeing a lot more of these comments from people like us that are just wide awake, that are making, at least asking the right questions anyway. Right. And there's a lot of people I've talked to that, you know, used to roll their eyes, used to say, oh, there goes Weeks again. But now they're kind of paying a little more attention now these days.
Absolutely.
Because it's so in your face.
Yep.
Everything that's happening today is just so in your face. It's very hard to deny.
Well, there's so many things that are going on. I mean, the powers that should not be coming through in so many directions that it's hard to keep focused on what's important. And what I'd like to say is important, you were mentioning the strength of the dollar, which, you mm-hmm. know, we know the Federal Reserve is in charge of that, but what I'd like to say is the U.S. military that we pay for as citizens is really what backs up the dollar to a large degree, I think, in the world.
I agree.
That cannot be ignored. I mean, the defense contracting and the money that is poured into that, the, you know, the CIA, the black ops, all that. I mean, that is the huge 1,000-pound gorilla in the room.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I was getting at earlier with the mention of the Bretton Woods Agreement and the fact that we've exported our dollar. You know, they have a term for that. It's called a petrodollar. Yes. And you know, they've made an agreement with all these countries to, you know, only do their oil revenuing in American dollars, U.S. dollars, you know, Federal Reserve notes, more accurately.
At the point of a bayonet. I mean, this is why we're going into these countries. Exactly why, because they don't have our central bank.
Yeah, that's my belief. That's, well, you know, so we're in complete agreement on that.
Belief based on fact.
Right.
Like belief in Santa Claus is belief based on fact.
You'd be surprised the number of people that like to believe fantasies.
Well, one more thing before you let me go. Mm-hmm. I would like to talk about the IRS. They are the strong arm for the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time for somebody. I think the true solution to our problems is everyone to finally stand up to these bullies. I say stand up and stop paying IRS taxes. Stand up and know your history about taxes and the economy and the Federal Reserve and fiat currency. If people would just educate themselves and start giving a damn, we could solve all these problems in a heartbeat.
You know, Dennis, it's interesting that you say that. I was actually lying in bed this morning thinking, you know, if the people would just say, you know what, this is what we will pay taxes for. We will not pay taxes for this. You do not have our permission to do this. And literally start making lists and just say, you know, this is what we're going to do and this is what we're not going to do. It's called governing.
Well, Nancy, I think we're going to get exactly what we deserve. If people don't stand up for the right thing, we're going to get exactly what we deserve. We're going to get a police state. We're going to be basically marching to the trenches and shot in the back of the head. That's what's going to happen. I mean, I hate to say it like that. Maybe that's figuratively, but you know, metaphorically, that is what is going to happen to us, or if it's not happening already.
Yeah.
Dennis,
well,
if you have not seen on the Govern America website, actually under my blog, which is called A Womanly Wisdom on this site, there's an article titled Surreal Vulnerability 2013, and I think it really, really, really makes clear just how absolutely insane insane things have become. And I really recommend that article to people. Surreal Vulnerability 2013 on Govern America. Go check it out.
I will.
Hey, thank you, Dennis. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's move on to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're up next.
Taking my call.
Sure.
I'm very grateful I'll be able to call into your show. I'm not the brightest crayon in the box, so when I see something in the news that's that doesn't make sense to me or is some kind of oxymoron or dichotomy, I call in a brilliant talk show host like you two to hopefully find an answer.
You're too kind.
But here's the quandary that I have difficulty understanding. Supposedly, I think you read the article where foreign investors hold record amounts of treasuries and dollars and bonds, but yet, including China and Japan and other countries, but yet they're cutting deals behind the scenes to divest themselves of the dollar. And yet, and this quandary, that's, you know, oxymoron number one. The second one is, we're supposed to be going to war, attacking countries like Iraq, Libya, and potentially Iran to help keep the dollar afloat, but yet a country is doing everything within its power, it seems, to destroy the dollar with excessive printing and spending. Now, can you reconcile those two situations for me?
Well, that's a good question, and frankly, I've wondered about that myself. What we have going on here is a kind of a schizophrenic type of situation. You know, foreign policy is the same way in every respect. You know, on the one hand, China's our enemy, but on the other hand, China's our friend. It's the same way with Russia. Supposedly, we have Russia now building up their arsenals, and the United States depleting our arsenals, but, you know, so they're our friends, but they're also our enemies. So it's a hard thing to say. The only thing I can say is what I know. And what I know is that the U.S. dollar, unless they have some sort of a plan in place to meet at some point in the future to rescue the dollar and replace it with something and have what, you know, Bob Chapman used to talk about, an orderly default, an across-the-board agreement that this is what we're going to do, we're going to get scrap this or revalue it. Short of that, I mean, the dollar has got to collapse. And I think what's going on here, and this is just me speculating because obviously I'm not an insider, but I think they're trying to keep the game going as long as they can until they're ready to pull the plug. And at that point, whatever that point is, they decide to pull the plug, it may very well be there's collaboration and cooperation with these other countries. I don't know.
Yeah, Mike, let me just add something here, too. Let me just muddy the water a little bit more.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Over 100 million acres have been redesignated as biosphere reserves in the United States, and those are now administered by the United Nations. And what that means is that they have basically become international territories. Some of those acreages are actually entire states, like, for instance, the state of Hawaii. You should look up what is called the 47 U.S. Biosphere Reserves, because that's something basically no one knows about in this country. And it's an extraordinary happening. And they were actually designated a long time ago, something that we don't know. Another thing that's always of absolute fascination to me is that in 1992, Herbert Walker Bush signed an executive order. It was Executive Order 12803.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, and it's called the Infrastructure Privatization Executive Order. And in that executive order, it says that the following is for sale to private corporations or to foreign nations. The following in the United States, this is what's for sale: roads, tunnels, bridges, electricity supply facilities, mass transit, rail transportation, airports, ports, waterways, recycling and wastewater treatment facilities, solid waste disposal facilities, now catch this, hospitals, prisons, schools, and housing. Mm. All for sale. So foreign companies, or foreign countries, in other words, can come in here and they can buy up any of this stuff. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
They're doing it.
Well, and we have our governors going over to foreign lands now and recruiting them to do it.
Absolutely. That Michigan's governor has done just that.
Wow. Total scumbag.
So basically our country is up for grabs and they're going to buy it up with the Federal Reserve notes that has flooded the world, I guess, huh?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, there have been people in the world, not only here but in other parts of the world, who have said that they are anticipating, due to the debt that the government has very specifically initiated, that the country looks as if perhaps it is being divvied up. There was actually a Russian scholar who came out a few years ago and said, I have a feeling that, like, part of the western United States is going to be incorporated into China, that some of the southwestern United States is going to be incorporated down into Mexico, and the northern tier would probably go into Canada, and that the east may actually become a part of the EU. And, you know, now we don't really know if this is true, but what we
know... Well, I believe that guy had ties to the Russian military, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, that's right. And what is interesting, though, to me, is always the biosphere reserves. And it's not just the biosphere reserves, it's also the World Heritage Sites. You are talking about more than 100 million acres. You're talking about the two largest mountain ranges in the United States. And they've been redesignated as international territories. Well, what
I see
that
several...
mean? And how can we possibly not know that? But we don't.
Well,
you know,
I've always...
person. Go ahead, Mike, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. Now, I've seen several, you know, I've always tried to envision several different scenarios for this country, and none of them are good. Mad Max scenario, Civil War, total devastation, or what you are sounding like... talking about now is this country being divvied up, kind of like what happened to China and the Boxer Rebellion in the early 1900s, where a dozen countries occupies.
Well, and when you think about it, we've got pretty much socialist country to our north. We've got pretty much socialist and or communist countries to our south. To our west, of course, we've got primarily communist countries. To our east, in Europe, we have... communist and socialist countries. I mean, we are the only quote-unquote republic. And we've got this new global economic thing, which is absolutely turning out, of course, to be a disaster on a global level. But nonetheless, you know, there is something, it all seems to me that it hinges on the U.S. You know, the dollar, they're going after that. Everything in the U.S. is changing. And
the big gross economy is the military.
When we have such tremendous debt, and all of a sudden we find out about things like the biosphere reserves, which have been redesignated, not even really American lands, it's like, well, something big is going on.
Yeah.
But they still won't just come out and say it.
The big growth industries are the prison industry, as we talked about a few weeks ago.
Yes.
The military-industrial complex, which is ever-growing and constant. And then, of course, we have the security-industrial complex, which is aided along by false flag operations like we saw in Boston.
Well, and Mike, we know for a fact a whole bunch of our roads have been basically sold to foreign countries. I just read recently that a whole bunch of our charter schools, the foreigners are just coming up and buying them right out. You know, we've got foreign countries, foreign interests running our charter schools. We've got a lot of airports, actually, that are now run by foreign countries. We don't necessarily know this because they won't, you know, the media is not going to tell us these things.
Yeah.
But, you know, the question is, yeah, what exactly is happening to our country? You know, we are, you know, we're the conspiracy trackers. We have to try to figure this out.
Yeah. Listen, Mike, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we got to take the break, and when we come back, we'll continue here on Govern America, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here. One of the things I wanted to touch upon is this from CNBC. Foreign holdings of U.S. securities have exploded. I think Mike and Marilyn mentioned this article, so it's kind of ironic that I just happen to have this in my show here. They say foreigners now hold more than $13 trillion in American securities, a record set as the U.S. seeks to assert itself as the safest port in troubled global waters. China and Japan combined owned, China and Japan combined owned more than $3.4 trillion including $2.4 trillion in debt, a number that has grown since the data was compiled. The total value of U.S. stocks and bonds under foreign ownership rose 6.5% in 2012, with stocks actually rising more on a percentage basis, according to the most recent data from the U.S. Treasury Department. So, as Nancy was pointing out with the biosphere reserves and everything else, the United States basically is for sale. Now, what do? Historically, whenever we're in tough economic times, we have more wars, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Sequestration, according to Federal News Radio, they report sequestration already biting Navy and Marines readiness. They say the Defense Department leaders spent months warning Congress that military readiness would begin to erode if sequestration went into effect March 1st. The Navy and Marine Corps are telling lawmakers that it's now happening and that things will only get worse from here. Now, folks, here's the thing about this. This is a commercial for more funding for the military. That's what this is about. Military readiness. If military readiness, we spend more on the military than on anything else. We spend more on all these wars that are going on than anything else in this country. The military eats up a huge, huge percentage of the U.S. federal budget. So if military readiness is eroding, that means the military, the Defense Department, the Pentagon, they're not managing the money right. That's the bottom line.
Well, and ask any soldier, if we are an international force now, and they flat out tell you, yes, we are. So in other words, we're spending all of our money, the biggest chunk of the entire budget, on, you know, going over to wherever.
Yeah, and I come back to Title 10, United States Code, Section 153, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's number 5 under Other Matters. I don't have it before me at the moment, so I'm doing this from memory, but I believe in that code, it's number 5, Other Matters, which says basically that the United States Joint Chiefs of Staff of the U.S. military, it gives them the mandate to participate in the Military Staff Committee of the United Nations.
Yep.
And in accordance with the U.N. Charter. It specifically says that.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at the U.N. Charter, the preamble of the U.N. Charter says that no military be used save in the common interest. So what does that make our military, according to the U.S. Title 10 United States Code, Section 153, listeners? It makes us a U.N. military.
It makes U.N. military, and now you have a reason why suddenly we have a new one called the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, it's a paramilitary and the police force that's being built on the ground. And we'll talk about that a little bit in this coming hour. We also have a couple of phone calls. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. After the top of the hour break, this is Govern America. Hour number 2 is straight ahead.